December 23rd. Two more sleeps to go. I don't know if anyone is still working this week. Last night we had a family get together where we get all the kids, the cousins, rent a couple rooms at a hotel with a water slide and just let them go have at her, and kind of like an early poolside Christmas get together just for the kids and all the relatives. Everyone that I spoke to last night said they'd taken the whole week off. I think I'm the only one working. Well, and Frank, my producer, who stares at me, rather looking tired this morning, probably because of what I have to say every day. Wake up, Frank, damn it. I'd like to take off for good, so I bought a ticket for tonight's Lottomax jackpot. Yeah, still an $80 million jackpot, and there are at least 43 max million draws in addition, so maybe my or your retirement will start tonight, but it hasn't gone yet. And already this morning, the Regina Airport is hustling and bustling. It's one of the busiest days of the year. Airport CEO James Bogus has a few suggestions for you to be fully prepared if you're just getting ready to hit up the airport. Number one, look at your flight online. Make sure it's still leaving on time. And
2 hours before your flight arrive to the airport, please. It gets real busy in security. And just a friendly reminder for those who haven't traveled in a while, check out our website, yqr.ca. Right on the front page, we have a what can you pack kind of search engine. Check that out. It'll tell you if you can put things in your carry-on or check bag. Please don't be the person to hold up the security line because you have a packet full of things that you can't bring. If you wrap a gift, put it in your checked bag, because if you put it in your carry-on, they might have to unwrap it to check it out. And that's really frustrating.
Arrive 2 hours before your flight, even domestically, and check your patience for the inevitable delays that our airline industry seems to be famous for now. James was telling me, too, Cancun and Puerto Vallarta are the hottest routes for hot, sunny destinations. Just as an example, he told me in WestJet's lineup, they put 26 nonstop departures to Cancun in January. But man, last night at my family get together, several people had just gotten back from Mexico, courtesy of WestJet, and all had a nightmare story to tell how their departure plane was not ready. And then they tried to send them through Winnipeg or elsewhere, and they had to spend hours on the phone in Mexico waiting to find out how to get home. Seems everyone has a story to tell like that lately. But more of that coming up. Hey, if you're driving for the holidays, the weather is going to be pretty nice, actually. You know, that minus 12 to 14 range for daytime highs. Overnight lows, pretty moderate. You know, minus 21, minus 22. A few nights where the wind chills are kind of bitter, but honestly, the next 3 or 4 days, traveling's going to be pretty good. However, Angel Blair from CAA reminds you, prepare for anything.
Plan ahead. Check weather conditions. Check the road conditions. As far as your car battery is concerned, really good to keep your battery checked. Make sure that it is charged. It's your vehicle's lifeline. Check your fluids. Make sure you have some windshield washer fluid. And also, keep your gas tank full or at least over half full. This will help reduce moisture in the gas tank. Plus, it adds weight to your vehicle. And you know what? It's also peace of mind. It's all about being prepared with that roadside kit. Make sure you have a shovel, maybe some water. You could be stranded out there. The road conditions can change very quickly. And CA recommends that if you do get stranded, stay in your vehicle and call for help. So yeah, make sure your cell phone battery is charged and you have a charger in your car too.
All good advice. And how about this? As you scurry about these last couple of days looking for that last-minute gift idea, maybe you're still stuck on what to buy, and depending on your budget, Mark Saltzman, our tech guru, thinks this is a pretty cool idea for anyone. The Apple AirPods Pro 3, which have some pretty cool features for the world traveler.
Yeah, those are wireless earbuds. Those, like, you know, they look like the typical white, you know, little stems that come out. Earbuds that sound great. You wirelessly pair them with your iPhone is what's required. But the AirPods Pro 3 not only have noise cancellation, so you can block out ambient noise around you, or on the flip side, when you want to hear the world around you, if you're like a pedestrian, that's cool. But yeah, it can translate, I think it's 6 or 7 languages to start in near real time. So you set that up in the app, and then you are conversing, let's say, with an Uber driver in Italy. You can have it translate from Italian to English. And then going back the other way, if they don't have AirPods Pro 3, which might be a bit of a stretch, then at the very least, what you say in English will show up in Italian on your screen, on your iPhone, and you can hold up your phone. So you can, it'll translate back and forth. But the ideal scenario is when both people have the same AirPods in, you'll be able to converse in real time, which is pretty cool. Other companies have tried to do it in the past, Google among them, and they've done a pretty good job. But yeah, Apple's got this really neat technology that I have tried out with Spanish. And when I was in Mexico City, it worked really well.
There you go. Going to Mexico, Mark Saltzman. With a good idea, Apple AirPods 3. You can hear Mark every Sunday with Tech Talk. Two more sleeps to go. Christmas is near now. And yes. Might be a little quieter on the drive to work here this morning. A lot of people having taken the whole week off, and it'll be still as busy as ever, I'm sure, at grocery store parking lots and anywhere a shop is open for last-minute shoppers, too. There's a lot of hustle and bustle in this city and a lot of traveling. Today, one of the busiest travel days of the year over at the Regina Airport. And, man, I have heard from several people close to me who have recently flown all with WestJet. Not trying to dump on just WestJet. I'm sure it happens with Air Canada too, but everyone I've spoken to, it's all been about WestJet. Horrible experiences. In fact, last night I heard from some family and friends just back from Mexico, from Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, return flights for both of these people and their friends and family members canceled. And then WestJet telling them, oh, you'll have to go through Winnipeg, but overnight there, we'll get you back, and it's going to take two more days. Nope, hotels aren't covered. Oh, no, wait. Take this flight in 2 days. Nope, everybody is answering or trying to get answers on the phone line through WestJet and hanging on for hours, no response. And then there's the story of this canceled flight that has left a Kipling family scrambling just days before Christmas here. 14 members of the Spro family were headed from Regina to an all-inclusive resort in Mexico, a trip they've been planning for months.
We planned this trip back in the summer, and it was just our first trip to go away. We thought, let's do something different this Christmas.
Lovely idea, right? But, and their flight was canceled. Well, still on the tarmac. Of course, then you all have to go back into the terminal, and that's where Dion said the lack of communication made it even worse and more frustrating.
Nobody could get through to WestJet. It was packed. Like, you couldn't even have the option of staying on hold. It just said, like, we, all of us are busy right now, and there was no option, so we just kept calling back.
So they have since booked an entirely new trip at their own expense and are going to try to fly out again later this week. And our newsroom asked WestJet for a comment and have had about as much luck as anyone else trying to get hold of them. But anyone else got a nightmare flying story already in this month of December that you want to share? Shoot us a text, 1-877-300-7275. Okay, feel-good story here this Christmas morning is going to be extra special. I want you to know that for a lot of families because of many of you who helped our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous. Again, a huge success. So many of you heard our call to toss new unwrapped toys into our toy bins, and thanks to your help, we're helping more than 1,800 families this year. There actually was a point a few weeks ago where we were getting a little concerned about the lack of toys that were coming in. So we made a big push on the airwaves. And yes, even the Salvation Army's Lieutenant Tim Fraser, who's in charge of our toy store over there at the Sally Ann, is admitting he was even a little concerned. But we did it, right, Tim?
I was. You know, we were worried that we weren't going to get enough toys for the girls, 9 to 12, and especially the board games. But, you know, the community has really stepped up. We've seen a lot of families drop off what we need, especially the toys. People have been dropping off financial donations, which will allow us to help buy the games, right? So I think we're well off, and families are just, they got a lot to select from.
Yeah. This year, the need went up.
Did, I mean, we see a lot of need. Families are struggling, you know, struggling to provide for their families. So we see families that we don't normally see, and it's an opportunity to connect with those families and just be able to provide them any support that we can.
Tell everyone, there's a lot of my listeners who have purchased a toy, dropped it off in our toy bins. Now they're here in the toy store. So for those listening and thinks, I wonder what happens after I throw that in the bin. Take us through the process.
Yeah, so once it comes into our center here, so this is our church that we'd set up as a toy store. It'll come in, get sorted into age groups and gender groups. And then it gets sorted onto the shelves families will come in, they'll check in downstairs, come up, grab a gift card for groceries, and then they get a volunteer and they take them around and shop for toys, right?
Yeah.
Being able to pick something off of the shelf, you know, with their own hands, gives them that sense of dignity, right, as opposed to just receiving something that someone else has bought something
Totally.
From.
What sort of reaction do you get from those who've used the program? Do they ever call back or ever comment later?
They do. We have a lot of families come through. They're very emotional.
Yeah.
Right? They're very touched that, you know, the community has kind of impacted them this way. A lot of families share how much they're struggling and how much this has kind of made a meaningful Christmas for them, because otherwise they wouldn't have anything.
Yeah. Lieutenant Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army explaining how together we have pulled it off. Another successful Santa's Anonymous campaign, all thanks to you, the 56th annual. Thank you again.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas.
I'll admit, this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I put this in my top 20 list of Christmas songs I like to hear. A little Chris Rea.
I take a look at the driver next to me.
British singer, songwriter, musician Chris Rea. He died. Passed away after a long battle with several health issues I'll get to in a moment. But that song there, Driving Home for Christmas, yeah. Very popular song this time of the year. Chris, he was also an avid F1 fan, once owned a Ferrari collection that was said to be the largest in the world. He sold it off. But looking back at his career, his first real big shot of success came in the U.S. and Canada in 1978. How many of you remember this one?
Fool if you think it's over.
It was a top 20 hit in 1978. It earned Chris Rea a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist. It never really caught on after that in the United States. But in the late 80s, he was huge in the UK, where he had a run of like 6 UK top 10 albums, a couple of them reaching number one. And one of his albums in 1988 contained that song you heard a moment ago, Driving Home for Christmas. And suddenly, he got a little more global attention again, and today that song remains kind of like a staple in a lot of Christmas lovers. Chris Rea, he had a stroke in 2016, battled cancer for many years, died at the age of 74. Got another health update for you now. This one on Michael Bolton.
Baby.
Not many people know that it was 2 years ago Bolton was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. His daughters have been periodically sharing updates since his surgery 2 years ago, and they are releasing this information now as Christmas is just about here.
Before his diagnosis, he was working all the time, just all the time. He was still traveling and touring all the way up through 2023. When he was diagnosed, he was doing dozens of shows a year in dozens of different countries. And now he's been home for 2 years recovering.
Yeah, in 2023, Bolton had major brain surgery to remove a tumor. And a month later, he got a brain infection, needed more surgery. Unfortunately, glioblastoma has a 90% recurrence rate. And Bolton now receives MRI scans every 2 months as part of his ongoing care. And he needs the help of his three daughters now, who take turns in their own special way of looking after him personally. And, of course, keeping up with the professional side of his life. His music continues to sell around the world, too.
We've probably had more meals with him in 2 years than we have our entire 50 years.
And it's just nice. It's, yeah. You know, and he's generally in a really good mood.
Yeah.
And just, like, excited for the day.
He's very strong, his spirits are high, and his general health, his mobility, his cognition has been terrific. So we're in a really good place right now.
That's Michael Bolton's daughters, now his caregivers, as he recovers as best he can from brain surgery. And as rare as that form is, in all likelihood, it may reoccur, and he's very unlikely to ever hit the road to tour again. He's 72 now as well. All right, another follow-up to a story we shared yesterday. It seems now that at least 20 people in 5 different provinces, including ours, have gotten sick and 4 of them hospitalized after an outbreak of E. coli. Linked to those Pillsbury pizza pops we told you about yesterday. You can check your freezer. The best before dates of next June are the ones that you should be concerned about. But a complete list of them now are at cjme.com. Where are you, Christmas? This is on the Grinch soundtrack, the movie with Jim Carrey. That's a must-watch in our household this time of the year, that's for sure. Usually put that one on in the morning as we're preparing the turkey and everything ready. It's on in the background. Just looking at the Regina Airport departure board right now. A lot of flights that are via Calgary delayed. WestJet flights, couple canceled. On the way to Calgary already, that were scheduled to leave later this afternoon. WestJet, I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of complaints. I told you a few moments ago about stories I heard even last night at a family get-together. Many of them were just back from Mexico and said it was a nightmare, delayed coming back from Mexico, and had to go through a whole rigmarole just to even get WestJet to react and help them out. But you got a story like that? Share 1-877-300-7275. But Kevin Martell has a story of a family that had to just say, that's it. We're going to have to rebook it all together after they had a nasty run with WestJet on the tarmac. But more on that ahead. I want to turn to Jen Dean, our family life coach now, who you can find at familymattersmost.com. Christmas, a busy time of year, especially with excited kids, long lists to shop for still in 2 days. Kids on school break quickly telling you they're bored. Jen, there's a lot of pressure this time of the year. So how do you find ways to kind of quiet that down or deal with it?
Oh, my goodness, Greg, do we put too much pressure? This is what we do. We want to make it magical. We want our kids to have the Christmas they'll remember forever. But the problem is that comes at such a cost. It ends up leaving us broke, depleted, stressed out, cranky. It's terrible. Yeah, what I see in my work as a super nanny, I go into thousands of homes and I work with families that are stressed out. And you know what? When I ask kids what they want most, they don't say, I want a quad. I want a trip to Hawaii. They don't say any of those things. They say, I want to play board games with my parents. I want more time with them. I want to hang out with them. I want to build a fort with them. These things don't cost money and we can do it if we make room in our schedule and we can slow things down.
It's the experience of spending time together, and that's kind of where you're going with this.
Experience. Your kids are going to remember that forever, and it doesn't always have to be a trip out of town. You can provide that same kind of experience in town, no matter what the budget is.
Making core memories for your kids.
I'm saying think about the feeling you want in your home, as opposed to the memory of, I want my kids to be so excited when they open, blah, blah, blah. Think about the feeling. Do you want it to be relaxed and peaceful? Do you want it to be like fun and boisterous? And then go after that feeling. And you can get that feeling sitting on the couch in front of a fireplace. You can get that feeling around a kitchen table playing Monopoly, although I hate Monopoly. You can still do that. You can go out tobogganing. You can get that feeling. And if you go after the feeling, you will win every time.
I don't think my kids can even remember what they got for Christmas from so many last year. That's all to the point of what we're talking about here. They will remember that time you did blank.
1 year in our home, we all got sick. So there was no Christmas dinner. There was no stress running around trying to get everything done. We laid on the couch and we watched cartoons for days. And my kids remember that as being one of the best Christmases ever.
Yeah. Some great advice coming here from Jen Dean, our family life coach. However, little ones have expectations, what Santa will bring. And how do you manage kids' expectations this time of year?
You know, I think Christmas is a really great opportunity to work on being grateful, to work on thankfulness. So I like to have kids think about that ahead of time, to talk about, you know, what they're thankful for and, wow, how wonderful is it that Santa's coming? And I wonder, is Santa going to come for other kids and neighbors? And can we be thankful for that? And then when they do get a gift from Santa or Uncle Bob, even if it's an ugly sweater, can they quickly send a video message or draw a picture, or if they can write a quick little Uncle Bob, thank you for the sweater before they use that gift. I think that's a really great way to keep the focus on the meaning behind the Christmas, you know, the meaning behind Christmas and being thankful. And even if it's to Santa, thank you, Santa, for this present. So thankful. I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
We had manners when we were younger, but it didn't come from a motivation of wanting to be kind. It came from fear. It came from, if I don't say the right thing, then I'm going to get it at home. And that's not great either. I say, let's take a little bit longer and talk about why we need the manners, why we want to have this character, and then develop it. It takes a little slower. I'll give you that, Greg. It may not look as pretty on the outside when we're in public, but when they do it, it comes from the heart. And I think overall, that's better.
Nice idea. That's all the time. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Greg.
Jen Dean, our family life coach. You can check her out at familiesmattermost.com. Well, Regina Fire continued to investigate the cause of a carbon monoxide leak that sadly has left one person dead from Friday night. It doesn't look like anything was deliberately done, but may have had to do something with some of the equipment. And Fire Chief Lane Jackson has more of those details coming up here with Kevin Martell in just a few moments. After the 6:30 news, we're going to take a trip out to Fort Capel, Echo Park. And check out that skating loop that they have done year after year. They've improved it this year, and there's a lot more to do. We'll find out after the 6:30 news.